Hey, folks, welcome. Again, starting to get these weekly calls going, and I just want to share some exciting information with you as things are moving along right now. JMCC is in contact with a lot of good companies. We've got a lot of good products and services coming out. Definitely be sharing that information with you later. The thing I'm going to highly recommend to everybody is to make sure if you don't have legal coverage, that you make sure you get that in place, because nobody needs legal hassles. And also, if you know people with physical pain now, we got a new company coming out with a product that is making really big waves in terms of helping people relieve that. So we'll share that with you, too. You know, you always can come on and get information, share information about what you're doing. We are in contact with hundreds and hundreds of people across the globe. Truly, we are a global organization. So as you share your information, that information is being shared by me to other people as well as people coming over to our community to visit that site and get that information. Today what we're going to do, and it's my pleasure today to bring on a highly skilled individual in the area of career planning, career development, just kind of life direction. I've been blessed to meet a gentleman by the name of Dr. Romeo Farinacci. This dude is, I'm going to call him a phenom. I mean, he's accomplished a lot of things, and he's done it before he's 40. Matter of fact, he's done it before he's even 35. And so, I mean, he's already got his doctorate. He teaches information technology. He teaches a lot of the colleges around the United States. This guy is absolutely awesome. It's my pleasure to have him on the call this evening, because what he's going to do is share a lot of the information that he charges handsomely for in terms of career development. So I'm going to bring him on right now, Dr. Roman Romeos, Roman, or where'd that come from? Farinacci, how you doing?
Doing good.
Doing good. Okay.
Doing good.
Here's what I like to do. You can go ahead and give people a introduction of who you are and some of your background, and then we'll kind of get into some of the things they're going to need to know for the career development.
Well, it's, I would have to say it started about 4 or 5 years ago as, a little longer than that, actually. Started when I was struggling. I had just finished the military, and so I was trying to find out what my next path would be as far as career goes, and I had no direction or guidance or support. So I went from job to job to job, like many of us do today. So I went from UPS to Swans and to these various jobs that really led to nowhere. It was just a paycheck to paycheck. So when I had come across this website about this career coaching, I ran into this individual who really helped provide focus on not only just where I should go or what I could do with, you know, some of the skills that I've obtained over the years, but to better align with who I am. And when that person was able to do that, I was able to get into a career rather than a job that gives me focus and drive and passion so that I can take that to the next level and next level and have focus and have confidence as well as enjoy what I do from day to day. And after doing that and, again, being successful in my career over the years, I decided to go ahead and do payback and do the same thing to those around me. So I started off slowly with peers and coworkers, and as we have discussions, we find that they're not really happy with what they're doing, and they're doing a job to job to job. So I provided some guidance, some coaching. I got into the coaching field, got certified, developed resumes and things of that effect, and really started to hone in my skills as a coach, as a speaker, and talking to people and getting their perspective on who they are, what they want to do, where they're going, what they've done, and really help put a formula in place to help them make the best decisions on their next steps for their future. And that's one of the most, I gotta say, rewarding aspects, is really getting people to either realize their potential and their current position so they can make it a better position, or realize who they really are and then finding those opportunities out there and having me help them get to those opportunities by going through resumes and interview coaching so that they can get onto the right path that is not just a paycheck, but it's also fulfilling for today and for the tomorrow. So that's why I have this company now called Career Alignment Services, and its goal is to align people to the career, not just any career, but a career that aligns from who they are to what they want to do. So one of the models is, you know, getting you the job you want, not just the job you need. And it's been my pleasure for the last several years to help people do just that.
Super. Hey, before we go any further, I want to make sure people have a way to contact you. So I'm going to take it you have a website and a phone number that people can reach you by. You want to go ahead and provide that?
Yes, that is careeralignmentservices.com. And the phone number you'll find on the upper right-hand corner of the website, it is also 623-252-5106.
Super. See, folks, here's what's going on. I know a lot of people, we have a lot of people in our community that are looking for employment or they're looking for changes in their employment, and so they're trying to find ways to make it happen. Dr. Farinacci is really good at helping and creating a plan that can make that transition become a reality and not just a thought. And so a lot of us are guilty of committing things that don't win our favor, to our advantage. And so it helps to have someone who is objective, who can look at things we've done, give us some idea of what to do next, what to expect next. We've ran into a lot of people that are academically blessed. They can get through the school system. They can get the certifications. They can get the validations from these organizations, but it falls apart that I guess that part of it seemed even simpler than what do you do next? Now that I have this credential, now that I have this validation, to evaluate it, and how do I get into the environment I want to be into? And so what I've discovered and found out, it's been suggested by many successful people, that you need a mentor. You need somebody who's been there, done that, and does that. You don't want anybody who's out of the arena or out of the environment and giving you counseling, trying to help you. You also want somebody who understands that you may not have all the monies in the world and can work with you with that. And so that's what we're really fortunate to have this gentleman part of our community. And you're going to hear more from him. He'll be, you know, providing more information in our community site. I'll be bringing him on the call more often, and actually we'll be opening up the lines for people to ask them specific questions. Now, understand, this gentleman's time truly is money. So your questions are going to have to be very clear, and so that means you're going to have to give a little thought to it. Dr. Farinacci, one of the things I wanted to say, like three or four things that you see people do that's not to their advantage in terms of making those transitions, even acquisition of the position they want in life?
Not starting or asking questions, period. I see that a lot. They're not knowing or really understanding their value of where they are, the value of what they've accomplished, and knowing how to leverage those skills and those abilities and achievements to get to what they want. They just don't see it. And some who may see it as unachievable, unbelievable, and just unreachable. And so what I help them do is see the reality behind it, see how reachable it really is. And again, like you said earlier, it comes down to developing that plan, that roadmap for a career, for, you know, making those steps. And one of the hardest things a lot of people have is, I don't want to get out of one job and then getting into another may not be happy. And that happens, you know, it's like, what if? And I get a lot of the what if questions. And what it comes down to is not really what if, it's about how you feel. When you lay the roadmap out in front of them and they see the potential and you show them the opportunities that is currently available to them today. And one of the other things that I have the luxury of having is 30 or so recruiters that are scattered throughout the U.S. that have that one-on-one relationship with me that helps keep me abreast of what's current, what is out there right now, what kind of skills these employers are looking for. And I get these individuals who are having these difficulties in making that first step into contact with those recruiters, again, bringing the unimaginable to reality, showing them that these are real. Here's a recruiter who can tell you what they're looking for, and guess what? You got it, and you just got to make that leap. And that is one of the hardest things to do for a lot of people, is coming out of a 10-year career, or shall I say a 10-year job, to just get out and starting a whole new path, which they may find out is the right path to skyrocket themselves, not just, you know, again, from the pay side, but from the internal self-actualization of, I love what I do every day. So that's, again, that's one of the major ones, is they're having difficulty of
seeing the path they're supposed to take, seeing the value that they have and have achieved. And again, making that first step. Usually it comes down to you have it now. You have everything laid out. It's now time for you to say, it's time for me to make a change.
Super. You know, and again, folks, I want to share, this gentleman is a product of what he preaches. I mean, he was in the same position many of you find yourself. He had developed a lot of skills and talents, and he had developed a lot of academic achievements, but they hadn't been put together. So he wasn't advancing. He got those pieces together. That recipe was put together, and he applied it. This guy took off. And again, let me emphasize, this gentleman is just in his early feet. I mean, so we're talking about he's got a long way ahead of him, but he took the things that was shown him, he incorporated them, he seeded, and now he's in a position to help us. So, again, I'm glad that you were able to hear this today. Again, we will be sharing more of his skills and talents with you in the coming weeks and months. We'll be having plenty of time to, you know, actually check out his website, to get your questions lined up, to so when we do bring him back, you can ask him those specific questions. And then if you might want to go ahead and get with him and actually employ his services, because he can save you years, literally years of frustration. He can save tons of money. He just shared with you, he already has the inside connections. He already knows the people that knows what's going on. And so you also get that when you are interacting with them. So I want to say I thank everybody for checking in today and staying with our calls. And like I said, we'll be doing these as often as necessary, probably weekly right now. But if this should change, I'll definitely send notification out to you. And make sure you come over to www.jusmcc.net and log in and let us know what's going on for you. And until we speak or meet, have most fantastic days.